Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. This is amazing. I got some brand new news for you, friends. Facebook is censoring people. Did you know that? Matter of fact, I have up on my screen real quick here for you. Facebook is now banning Christians, but allowing sex traffickers on platform, says Movie Guide's Ted Baer. Did an event with him out in Arizona probably about 8 years ago. Good guy, telling us the truth. Whoa, brand new news. Look at all of this. 760,000 friends. I'm sorry. 767,000 friends I have, friends. And I have a whopping 77 people online watching me right now. That's why you need to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go on to the Rumble live feed. We get about 50 to 100,000 viewers on both shows every single day, which shows you their unlawful censorship in a violation of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And I'm talking about you, America. I'm not talking about a third world country that's under attack. It's you that's under attack by corruption in federal and state governments today. Just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. 85 now. Whoa, my goodness. Thank you, Facebook, for that open flow of non-censorship. Thank you so much for what you do for all of us and protecting us and setting the narrative to set us up for the kill. We totally appreciate you, you accomplices of crimes against nature on so many different fronts and against humanity. Yes, friends. I wanted to let you know, too, Saturday we got many complaints about people trying to get in on the phone lines. Don't know what happened there. We had Comrex set up. But again, if there's any more issues, please let us know. We'll go right to the top and we'll deal with the issue. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms? Please do, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you go to the top of that page, what you will find, friends, is a Rumble live feed. Go over there, please do. And when you go to that radio live, you will see that you can subscribe right there if you're on social media platforms. If not, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. We are up on the top left side of that page as well. BeforeIt'sNews.com, my friend Michael Roach's page. And again, friends, if you want to contact us at any time, please do. Those lines are wide open. There should be no issues whatsoever. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. 9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, there's much to cover today. And what we're going to be talking about probably more than anything is the fact that isn't it interesting how everybody's guilty except the corrupt in federal and state governments, who are all now working hand in glove together, conspiring against the American people. No question, no doubt, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And it's interesting, I was thinking earlier about the 10th Amendment and how the states have the right, prospectively, to block the federal government, and understanding the structure of government. Federal government's a creation of the states. The states are not a creation of the federal government. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that the states have more authority in blocking what's going on in federal governments. But the people have to take their states back to put a stop as to what's going on here. Because what we see is we see federal and state governments going down the same row, okay, with the lead of the likes of a Joe Biden. Oh, and let me add this too real quick, friends. You heard now from the likes of Treasonous Joe, Luke 22:48. He's a Judas who sold you out for 30 pieces of silver. This is temporary, of course, but the American people can put a stop to it. He's already sold his soul. Let him go to hell all on his own, but the American people can push that date forward. Oh, I can just hear somebody now saying, Bradley, are you conspiring against the federal government or the state government? No, I have a First Amendment right to protest peaceably. Am I supposed to sit here like some little serf and suffer their unlawful abuses? Absolutely not. There's nothing in any document that our forefathers shared with us or gave unto us that tells us that we're supposed to sit back and suffer the abuses. As a matter of fact, it teaches us just the exact opposite. But Joey today, friends, they're trying to legitimize Joe Biden. Treasonous Joe. Treacherous Joe. Unfaithful in everything that he does to the American people. Acting on the behalf of what? That of foreign government, friends. Isn't it interesting? He said 23% of the American people have not gotten vaccinated. And what did he say, friends? Those people, look at the trouble those people have caused. Isn't it interesting how it went from 30 million to 50 million, and then he was frustrated. Just a couple weeks ago, he was angry, and he said he's running out of patience, just like Joseph Goebbels under Adolf Hitler. Do you remember this? He said exactly the same things. Isn't it interesting how the narrative keeps switching back and forth? Either did they get it or didn't they get it? Here, again, let me just remind you, friends, they didn't get it. They didn't get it. And then for him to suggest that he just got his second booster, yeah, right. Okay, Joey. Folks, I'm going to prove otherwise in just a moment, because I don't know if you people know this or not, but did you know that the Congress is exempt from Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandates? Well, if Congress is exempt, isn't that interesting? Your representatives it doesn't apply to, and they're supposed to work for you. Well, then if they're not working for you, Americans, who are they working for? But if Congress is exempt from Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, as they call it, why would he go get a shot? You know he didn't get a shot. Folks, it's all propaganda. And the other thing I wanted to make concerning the point of the 23%, you do realize this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did, right? Those that didn't go along, he convinced 80 million people in Germany that the rest of them were diseased, right? Those are the ones that the people rose up on. And the only way they can get away with this, friends, is if you believe their lying narrative. And again, it is a lying narrative. Consider the source again, John 8:44. Folks, we got much to cover. I want to show you this really quick, if you don't mind. This is a girl. She's in her military. I want you to take a look at her little face. She has to wear a mask again out in the middle of the desert. And look at her face, friends. I mean, she looks like a clown, this little cutie. She totally does. She's got sunburn all around her mask on her mouth. I'll play it when I get back. I got to take a hard break. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We will be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Philippi, you're on social media platforms taking shots. Here I am, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Waiting for Philippi to play the man and give me a call and tell me how it is that I need not be on the air. Please. Set the record straight for 153 cities to listen to your mumbo-jumbo. Please do. Jude 1, actually through 3. Jude 1 through 3. Read it when you get a moment, Philippi. Now, folks, I want to get back to this really quick because I was just hitting on this little sweetie who's in the military. And I say that because if this is my kid, I would be, well, it's kind of comical, but it's not. Because she's talking about how they have to wear the mask again. And by the way, if you're not on social media platforms, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And I just want you to go ahead and listen to what this little kid has to say. Because it's really not funny, but it is kind of cute. Now, I'm just picturing this being my kid, but I got all boys. I don't have any girls. And that didn't go over very well, neither with the wife, but, you know, that's how the Lord set things up, just for the record. So let's go ahead and listen to this little sweetie and see what she has to say.
As you can see, the mask mandate is back on base again. I've officially damaged government property. And I just wanted to come on here and let y'all know that you need to wear your sunscreen. And that sun is very brutal out there, and you need to be safe. For real.
I mean, folks, you know what I mean? Here's this little kid out there wearing a mask. She's in the military. She's out in the middle of the hot sun, probably in the western states, probably in California, close to the southern border, I suspect. And it's interesting as you look at her. I mean, folks, the federal government is making her wear a mask that doesn't work, saith the manufacturers. So what is this about? Again, it's about control. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less. I wanted to let you know, too, there's a couple things I want to cover before I cover the next point from Health Impact News. We have the top tennis players forced to stop competing due to the said COVID-19 shot side effects. Other top tennis stars say no to the shots. Folks, the majority of the people on the globe have said no to the shots. They're telling you just the exact opposite. Okay? Just wanted to let you know that. We also have in New York, New Yorkers are rising up as mandatory COVID shots, as they call them, and the deadline looms. Citywide walkout planned the same day. I didn't know that those that serve We the People in federal and in state government, I didn't know that they inherited the earth, friends, and it's theirs to give unto us. Oh, it's not. As a matter of fact, it's just the exact opposite if you pay attention as to what our forefathers did, in fact, establish. And I'm not being smart and I'm not being funny, folks, but the fact of the matter is we better get a hold of what's going on here because we do not work for them. They work for us again. Look at how far this has gone. If you remember, again, friends, going back to the very beginning of this pandemic, going on almost 2 years now, we were told just wear a mask for 2 weeks. They just tested the dummies on a global basis, and the sheep gave the wolves permission to go ahead and add strength to their tyrannies. And so what have they done now? Well, again, if you go back to Health Impact News right now, central bank digital currencies, a future of surveillance and control. What does that, I ask, have to do with a virus? Well, that was the pill in the jam. This is what they wanted at the very end. And it also shows you, friends, that every given step, this was pre-planned. Not that we didn't already show you that 150 times over the last 2 years, starting back in 2003. At least that's where I picked it up. And then in 2011, and then in 2015, and then in 2017, and then Anthony Fauci predicting a plandemic. He called it a pandemic in the next administration, and that would have been Donald Trump's, who opened the door to all of this, and here we are. Again, it all shows you, friends, that it was all pre-planned every given step of the way, and look where they're at now. Let's go over to Australia, and this is my final point before I make my point. Australia records, you ready for this? Australia records, friends, 10 times more deaths following the said COVID-19 shots than record deaths following all vaccines, as they call them, over the last 20 years. Now, I know that there's a lot of people out there that are still not convinced and they're still walking the wire because they're confused. Let me just say it this way. The government didn't tell you the truth this time. Nor did they tell you the truth the last time, remember? Nor the time before that, nor the time before that, nor the time before that, nor the time before that. It's interesting, friends, when you talk to doctors as to how certain medicines are being taken off. They're just disappearing. The pharmaceuticals will not fill these prescriptions that doctors are giving, ivermectin. So, I mean, the list goes on, friends. Hydroxychloroquine. The list goes on. Why are all of those medicines that are to cure this, well, the 99.999 self-curing disease, as they would have you believe it, why would they have it so blown out of proportion that they are corralling you and driving you in to take their experimental jab? Are we putting this together, friends? They're taking away medicine that heals. Okay, we're talking about a government that is sanctioning the murder of over 60 million babies. Does this help any of you that are still confused? Daniel 9:27. Am I being facetious? No, I'm just trying to roll out of being frustrated with people that don't have common sense. That's all. Nothing more and nothing less. So what I want to do is I want to go over now to your said Congress. Okay. Notice how all this applies to you. Notice how the problem is on a global basis are those that are not going along in pretending with these tyrants and these dictator wannabes that are acting arbitrarily and out of their scope of authority in a foreign fashion against the American people that they're supposed to serve. I just wanted to make sure that everybody is clear on what I just said. Isn't it interesting how Congress creates, right? They create what works for them, what indemnifies them against the very people that they are said to serve. But Americans, let me ask you the question again. When going over to the Declaration of Independence, we see that those that serve, we the people, derive their just powers from who? We, the governed, under God, where we receive our rights and then we delegate to those that serve we the people. How is it that Congress has taken upon themselves, Americans, to go ahead and mandate it, which there is no law, okay, just I want to put people at ease, there is no law that they can make reference to in implementing that which is unlaw, just for the record, okay? How is the Congress making it so that they are indemnified for what they are giving federal government to under the illusion and deception of this narrative that everybody has to do it because they said so, and if you don't, you're going to get fired, which is not true, which is not true. Can I insert into this conversation as well that everybody understands that this new FDA-approved vaccine is not approved in the United States of America, nor is it on the market. They have changed the name. So everything, again, from start to finish, is a fraud, just like your said representatives, friends, who are acting outside of their scope of authority, working against the American people that they are supposed to serve. Okay? You ready for this? I highlighted it during the first segment, and I'm going to give it to you again. Congress, somehow or another, is exempt from Joe Biden, who does not have the authority, but they are exempt from Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Isn't it interesting all this insider trading going on? Isn't it interesting how when Obamacare, which was Romney Care, which was the Affordable Care Act, which became the American Health Care Act under Donald Trump, they just kept changing the name. Isn't it interesting how it applied to all of the American people? And then John Roberts, that crook who sits on the Supreme Court, who should be removed, Article 3, Section 1, Article 2, Section 4, and then prosecuted, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, he changed Obamacare into a tax. Mysteriously, he blew everybody's mind, which shows you who all these people are in cahoots with, an alliance. And it's a covenant of death, which will be disannulled. But isn't it interesting how none of that Obamacare, unconstitutional communism, isn't it interesting how it didn't apply to Congress neither? Hey, folks, if I have to continuously agitate you to show you what they are doing, they are operating in a foreign fashion towards you. Okay? They're creating what they call law, which is unlaw because it's null and void because it stands in contrast to the U.S. Constitution. But it's interesting how they create it and then they throw it on you in hopes that you'll just drink in the Kool-Aid and go right along with them. But keep in mind, it doesn't apply to them. When I get back, I'm going to play a short piece for you showing you how the Congress has now been exempt from Joe Biden, like he's a government unto himself, right? Put that up against Article 6, Section 2, how they're now exempt from mandated vaccinations. Be right back.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has received a Pfizer booster shot. He did so on camera during an event at the White House. The president again pushing everyone to get vaccinated.
This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's why I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving a vote from Monday to Thursday for the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. This comes as many progressives in Congress said they wouldn't vote for the bipartisan deal until the social spending bill was complete. New Jersey Democratic Representative Josh Gottheimer, appearing on America's Newsroom, describes a sticking point for him in the social spending bill.
I can't support any reconciliation package that doesn't lower taxes here in my district by reinstating the state and local tax deduction.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Some encouraging news regarding COVID-19 numbers. From the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, Lance Pry has the details.
New COVID-19 cases in the United States are declining, but hospitals are still being strained in some areas of the country with low vaccine rates. 70 million Americans remain unvaccinated. On Sunday, nearly 86,700 people were reported infected. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky on CBS News Sunday.
We made it possible for people to be eligible, but they really have to identify their own individual risk and their own individual benefit. And I recognize that this is confusing.
The man who shot President Ronald Reagan 40 years ago is winning back his eventual freedom. A judge approving John Hinckley's unconditional release next year. It's scheduled to happen in June, but he'll continue to be monitored until then. Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wow. Again, folks, I got to stay in this mode. You know, while you're being distracted by all this propaganda, it's interesting that we now find that NATO, which is a creation of the United States of America, takes over Norfolk Naval Base. This is like the British are here, Americans, 244 years ago. Did the colonies put up with it? Absolutely not. Why do we have NATO forces in Norfolk Naval Base? Can anybody answer that? Oh, Bradley, that's just probably propaganda. No, propaganda to fools such as yourself is the truth. When you're lied to, you believe the lies more than you believe the truth. Truth is stranger than fiction to some of you individuals out there that just don't get it. This is happening now in the United States of America. I just wanted to highlight the fact that the U.S. sovereignty, right? We have the British on American soil again, friends. But we've known that because we've seen him in the White House administration after administration after administration. And when I put that up to the likes of King George, where our forefathers threw him off, remember, rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. So I'm equating it to that, friends, concerning administration after administration. NATO forces take over Norfolk Naval Base. Did you see just recently, friends, that it was at 150 said good guys, just again to prove the point that there is no difference between the left and the right. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party affiliations. They want to disarm our military when they come back home. They want to see them as unfit to bear arms. Your said representatives, namely the good ones. Whoa. I can just hear it and answer back. The Lord saying, will I not judge a nation for this? Oh, you better know that he's judging this nation for what the American people tolerate. Nancy Pelosi passed new bills through that work against the American people. But don't forget about it, America. They're stealing away your tax dollars to use them against you. Don't forget about that. You never gave them approval to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly image, did you? I'm just curious, because this is all we hear all day long, friends, is how we're being violated, how we're under fire, how our God-given rights are under attack. But notice, friends, how they want it, when they want to push a bill that goes along with their agenda, unconstitutionally, mind you, like the pro-abortion kill bill, right, that they're voting on. Isn't it interesting how that takes forth precedent? Isn't it interesting how that's up in the front? It's H.R. 3755, 117th Congress. They're trying to basically, again, go back to the fact that they call it, by the way, Women's Health Protection Act of 2021. What does it do? It gives them a free hand to kill more babies. Oh, Bradley, you know it's just the end times. No, it's not. We're to occupy till he comes. We're in a battle, Ephesians 6:12, and we're called and commanded by God to get into it. At least those that are born of the Spirit of God understand, because they have ears to hear and eyes to see. I'm going to take Steve from Minnesota really quick, and then I am going to get over to that piece, that audio piece, the video piece of Congress being exempt from Biden, you know, the guy that thinks he's a law unto himself. I'm sorry. The American people believe that Biden's a law unto themselves, and they act accordingly. Let's get that straight. Yep, you got it, Bradley. We're going to take Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Haven't heard from you in a while, Steve. Welcome back. What say you, my friend?
Well, you know, Congress is dumb enough to think that they can be sitting on this crashing airliner and exempt first class from crashing with the rest of us in the cheap seats. And the reason they are getting like that is it's similar to a parasite that kills the host animal. They can't think anymore. So as they destroy, you know, they're destroying healthcare. I mean, the ratios are so crazy that people aren't going to get treatment, and yet they're trying to fire everybody for refusing to take the shot. And at the same time, they're exempting themselves. Well, you know, when they're out in their own district and they're going to need health care, they aren't going to have it because they wrecked it. So they can
exempt themselves from it. What are you seeing, Steve? Steve is an EMT, friends. Steve is an EMT. He is an ambulance driver. What are you seeing firsthand, Steve?
Well, different places, it's like they're insane. I mean, they'll sit there and you know, one of the services is supposed to have the shots effective October 1st, mandated. Well, they'll call the people in and ask them to come in 4 hours early, and they'll then when they agree to do it, which means they're going to work 16 hours instead of 12 hours, then they tell the person they called in that's doing them a favor that, hey, remember, you're going to get fired on the 1st if you don't take the shot.
Yeah, yeah. And you know that's all hogwash, Steve.
And they're like, well, you're just going to make me glad I'm not here anymore.
Yeah.
You know, if you treat them like that.
Yeah.
And the ER is the same thing. They're complaining that you brought people in. They'll say, why'd you bring them here?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where else would I?
Yeah, I want to insert this into the conversation so you see this firsthand. We were just recently in the ER about 2 weeks ago, and we kept hearing through the mainstream media, and we knew it to be true. We knew exactly what was going on, but we were told that there's a shortage of beds all over the state of Minnesota, all over the United States of America. Well, what these dummies don't realize is I have doctors and RNs all around me telling me what, in fact, is happening. But we also noticed that there was a shortage of doctors that could be served concerning the patients that they had. The shortage wasn't the beds as much as it was the help, because so many of them quit because of the mandates. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
They
failed to tell us that. Yeah. They failed to tell us that, didn't they?
The only one in there and they were saying we can't take them because they said they couldn't put them in the rest of the hospital because they were like, once they're in there, we can't get them out of here. And yet it was only one, and they're all freaking out, and it's like, well, you know, it's not going to go away because you hold a gun to our head and say, everybody take the damn shot and everything will be fine. Well, then you're going to have to deal with everybody that's sick from it.
Well, and that's what we're dealing with now. Yeah, you're even hearing that from the CDC. You're hearing that from the CDC even now. So, Steve, I appreciate it. Got another phone call coming up here. I want to show you this really quick, folks. Just came up on my screen. This is what I was just talking about. It was not 150. I stand corrected. It was 135 said Republicans, okay, vote with Democrats to advance red flag gun confiscation bill as a part of the NDAA. These are the people that are trying to, friends, disarm you. Notice that they have armed... Folks, services. They have Secret Service. They have armed detail around themselves protecting them against you, the American people, as they're trying to disarm the American people, namely our military vets. Okay? This is just one more step. But look at this, folks. The good guys, there's old drug-dealing McConnell, and there's old communist witch Nancy Pelosi, and then we got others over here, Chuck Schumer, all of these. Look at the mix. Folks, they're all subjugated to the same powers that you tolerate, just for the record. We got Bori calling in from Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley Dean. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Haven't heard from you neither for a while. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Bradley. I just have a comment for you. You know, we always blaming the government, blaming Joe Biden, blaming Trump. You know, we have to blame ourselves.
That's right.
The ones that let this happen to us. We got a beautiful country, and we don't appreciate what we got because nobody knows what they got into. They don't lose it. Now we're losing it, and people are scared. What are they scared about? A few minions? People are more powerful than 1,000 people. We are 350 million, like you always say.
Yep, that's
what
right.
What are we scared of? We got God in our side. We won already. What are we scared of?
Bori, I can tell you what people are afraid of. They love their country like politicians. They love their country so much like politicians that they're willing that someone else fight, bleed, and sacrifice themselves so that they can remain free. But they don't understand that freedom is not given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And I'm so thankful every time I hear from you because you have a grip on what's going on here. The American people, my friend, don't realize what they have. They're going to realize it when it's gone, Bori, and not until then.
They don't, Bradley. And it's sad that every day they send the kids to school, you know, and what kind of school teach the kids to be feminist, you know, or be racist? That's not a school, guys.
They're
indoctrinating your kids. Open your eyes.
Amen. Amen.
Bradley, thank you, Bradley, for the opportunity.
Yep.
Have a good one, okay?
Yep, you got it. Appreciate hearing from you, too, Bori. I really honestly do. I want to get over to this. And, again, thank you for the calls, 1-866-582-9933. It's just incredible. Just like Bori was saying, folks, it's just, to me, I am so, at times, it's so surreal what the American people put up with. I had in Michigan just last week a woman that is literally under attack where the government, the state government, is trying to come in and steal her property away from her. And she raised her hand and she said, you know, it's interesting. What I find is that there's so few that are willing to do anything about what's going on here. Oh, whoa. I'm in America? And I got to tell you, you know, the Bible's clear when it says, with much wisdom comes much sorrow. It really does. But one of the things that the Lord has always done since the very beginning of my walk with Him, don't ever put your trust in the arm of the flesh. Cursed is the man that trusted in the arm of the flesh. Jesus didn't commit Himself to men because He knew it was in man. Man will let you down, folks. Keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, Jesus Christ. I'm going to come back. I am going to hit this, and this is pretty telling as to what I'm going to show you in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, so this is what I wanted to get to. I might have to kick a little bit of the content from today's show down the road for tomorrow's show, but this is what's important for people to see. Hey, folks, one of the things you need to understand, like concerning Samuel Adams, they said he was a brilliant political agitator. He would show the people the offenses of the crown. And, folks, this is exactly what we need to do here. Is to poke you with the offenses, the transgressions, because these people all the well know that they are not working on your behalf. If you want to cross-check what I just said, then let's judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, and I'll keep the line open, 1-866-582-9933, and you go ahead and call me and show me how it is that they're working for you. It's a law unto itself. I'm going to put the question to you, and then you put the question to us by showing us the fruit on their branches as to how they are working for we the people in this country. Okay, so let's get over to this. This is Congress now exempt. Listen carefully to the headlines coming from the propaganda outlet Fox News. Congress exempt from Biden's. Well, keep in mind, before that it was Trump. Remember, Donald Trump said he was the father of the vaccination. Whoa. Wouldn't want to be a part of that one. Congress exempt from Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. That's not at all what it is. Okay, it's an experimental jab. Everything about it is a fraud. The people that are propping this up, it's all a fraud. These are crimes against humanity on a global basis. But let's go over to the United States of America and let me introduce you to a guy that they want you to believe 80 million people voted in. Okay? Here we go. Here's Howard Kurtz.
He immediately pounced on President Biden moving to impose vaccine mandates on the vast majority of federal workers and millions of private workers as well, conjuring a clash of safety versus liberty.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Not asking, Joey.
And your refusal has cost all of us.
He's taking that anger out on the unvaxxed. He's targeting 80 million Americans who don't trust him, don't trust the media, for good reason.
Well, there you go. I think that he should approach this with an iron fist. And I think that the overwhelming majority of the country is going to be deeply appreciative of somebody standing up at long last and saying to the small
yes, there's these idiots out there. There's born.
But you better get the vaccine or Dr. Joe Biden is going to unleash the full force of the federal government against you and your loved ones and your employer. And you will be canceled in society altogether.
Joe Biden does things that 60-70% of Americans support, and you've got southern governors saying they're going to fight.
Opposite is true again, friends. These are propagandists.
What most Americans support.
Bill Bennett, former drug czar, I'm sure you have strong feelings about the president's new mandates, but are most of the media basically pretty supportive of imposing these rules on workers?
I think pretty supportive, but I'll tell you, our patience is wearing thin. I mean, what the hell? Who does he think he is?
That's right. Who does he think he is?
And then that commentator, I don't know who it was, he needs to have an iron fist like Bismarck.
Dave Schmidt.
What kind of country are we living
in? Iron fist is communism, friends.
What kind of country are we living in here? Joe Biden posits that we have this terrible spread of the virus. Everyone has to be vaccinated. By the way, the caricature that it's mostly Trump supporters who are not getting vaccinated is not really true. The largest group, percentage-wise, is African-Americans, who for the most part did not support Donald Trump. But we've got to vaccinate everybody. I've been vaccinated, by the way. I'm in favor of vaccinations. Meanwhile, 40,000 people a week are coming up from the southern border. No vaccination, no check. Yep. On them at all. If this is a national emergency, why don't you take it seriously?
There is.
Your patience is wearing thin, Mr. President. Your credibility is wearing thin.
Harold, there is growing media anger at the 80 million Americans who haven't gotten
the shot
for whatever reason. They may not be.
It's not 80 million. Don't believe the numbers, folks.
Howard Stern did this week, but isn't that frustration helping to drive this coverage?
There's no question. It's driving the coverage. And I think that rising hospitalization rates and rising death
He's
rates
lying.
And virus infection rates, largely
He's lying.
The unvaccinated, is also driving. And I'm encouraged that over the last several weeks we've seen 3 to 4 times as many people being vaccinated. I think 3/4 of Americans now have at least one shot. If you'd have told me
Baloney.
A year ago that we would have a vaccine by the beginning of this year, of 21, and that only 55-56% of Americans would be double vaxxed by the end of summer, early fall, I'd have probably taken the bet on the other side, saying there's no way we as Americans won't want to do this. Is Joe Biden, is the president going overboard? Some will argue. I have a slightly different point of view. I'm glad he's being as aggressive as he is. I think he's putting his credibility on the line. He's putting his political credibility on the line.
He ain't got
his
any credibility there, dog.
Public health and public safety. And we obviously have a merging of those two.
What about the word?
Persuasion. I want to get Bill back in. Persuasion wasn't working, but there are already major corporations that have these kinds of rules.
It's called fascism, folks.
Fox. Well, Fox has a weekly, a regular reporting requirement for vaccination status as well as weekly tests. So this is not some off-the-wall idea. At the same time, I'm sure the constitutionality of the president having the power to do this is going to be tested in court. Bill.
Oh, it will be. It is.
There's a constitutionality question. There's also a vaccine question. One shot, two shot, three shots now, booster shots. You remember the questioning of President Trump's credibility by the now Vice President of the United States. But if we have a national emergency, does that extend to South Texas, to this immigrant population coming in, to this illegal group coming in? Why is that not being paid attention to? It seems to me this screams inconsistency on the part of this.
It screams inconsistency. You think? Folks, all these illegals coming into America, flooding our borders? No questions asked, folks. This was like after September 11, 2001. You had the TSA screening every American before they got onto an airplane. But the southern borders were wide open, and you better not ask them to prove who they are. This is all judgment, friends. All judgment of the Most High God. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28, to a T. And if you want to get real specific about the whole lot, go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. Where, I ask, has the federal government become daddy to you and me? They haven't. And listen to these good little communists, these little propagandists who are going right along with it and saying, you know, I think he's doing a great job. You know, it just shows you that 60 to 70% of the American people support Joe Biden. Baloney. This is what they do, is they keep false polling and they keep saying different numbers. Tomorrow's going to be a different one. The day after that, it's going to be a different one. It's confusion by design. Remember what Dr. Udo Ufkat said. He was a German editor, journalist, who exposed the CIA and control of the media. The American version of the Gestapo, said President Truman. He said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said that journalists, as you're taught to believe that they are taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of the journalists. Who is giving you play-by-play concerning the propaganda narrative 24/7? Those that are bought and paid for to do so. If, folks, you would do yourself a service and your family a service, go to the Constitution, the enumerated laws, and find and show me where any president has the constitutional authority to work on the behalf of the FDA, the CDC, the WHO, and Big Pharma. Somebody show me that, because it's not there. And listen to Joe Biden, who is guilty as high heaven concerning treason against the American people. Folks, every single one of these politicians, who are they getting paid for? And who are they getting paid by to continuously push this narrative? Big Pharma. Okay? This shows you who they're working for. And don't you believe for one moment 80 million people have resisted this. Oh, my goodness, folks. We're way beyond that. We're way beyond that. I would go so far as to say if there's 50 million people vaccinated, I will stand corrected concerning what I just said, friends. And what are you talking about, Bradley? I'm telling you that the numbers they're telling you are probably the population of people that are refusing. Because if it wasn't, why do they keep pushing the envelope? Again, these are the people that have no truth in them. You know, truth is stranger than fiction to some folks. And you just watch some of these useful idiots, friends. An iron fist? That's communism, folks. What do you want them to do? You want him to take his skin off and show you his horns and his tail and his fork? I'm not frustrated. I'm just telling you what very far and few between are willing to tell you. You better wake up and get busy, folks, because the opposite of what they're telling you is the truth, and I love you enough to tell you the truth. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.